of them are wrong and both of them are right. That's the irony and the paradox of this situation. The truth, I think, on the, of the matter on the ground is when the IRA stood down and stood its structures down, decommissioned most of its arms, the people who were in the IRA didn't go away. And dissidency began to come out. There was a dissident group of Republicans who said, we don't agree with this. And we're, and they armed themselves, not to the same extent, but to some extent, and therefore they were present and they were beginning to kill police officers, or at least trying to kill police officers, and they only succeeded a couple of times, thankfully. But they did also attack some members of Sinn Féin and so forth, and it was quite clear they had arms. I think what has happened, and I think there's evidence for this, that former members of the IRA said, well, these guys are not going to shoot us and, you know, so forth. So they kept a kind of a loose, informal organization who were going to deal with anybody who'd attacked former members of the professional IRA. And I think that infighting has happened in Belfast to some or other great degree. So Gerry Adams can truthfully say the IRA has stood down, has gone away. On the other hand, Mike Nesbitt can say, but there's the residue. There's what the Chief Constable's talking about. There is a residue, and therefore they're left. So that both of them are actually, in some ways, wrong, and both of them are right. Now, that is, I think, the reality of the situation. That was part of what had to be cleared out of the way. That was part of our past. That was part of the complexity. In dealing with the past, you had to deal with that issue. And I think that that issue still needs dealt with. And I think that the two governments, if there is a suspension or if it is paroled, then the two governments need to deal with that. They need to put the mechanisms in place. They should have done it years ago. They didn't do it. They still have an opportunity within the next number of months to do that. And it's around those very complex and difficult issues that this issue, that lies at the heart of these problems and needs to be dealt with. And therefore I go back, and I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, but the Irish government have greater responsibility in this than anybody I know at this moment of time, because they have the authority of the Irish people, they have the power to do this, and they have the power to influence the British government, who are tired of this and who are not so engaged within this and who don't live in this island and don't have the same love of Ireland that we should have.